Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're trying to come up with a top 25 list of Pitt, Penn State, and West Virginia football players from the last 25 years. The best of the best. And it's a pain in the ass. And when I get asked to do things, I try to work smart, not work hard. So Pat Bostic already put together his top 25 list of Pitt players from the last 25 years. I thought, who around here knows a ton about Penn State football? And I thought initially Paul Alexander, but then the entire top 25 list would have been Penn State football players.
Right.
I then thought about Joel Nelson, but Joel is also a big-time Penn State homer, and I love Joel. I thought, who can I go to for the Penn State side of this that is going to look at things fairly and objectively, and I landed on producer Sean Myers. So he gave me 40 Penn State players that he considered for a top 25 list.
40?
And he narrowed it down to 15. Before we start putting this thing together, Pat Bostic's top five Pitt Panthers the last 25 years, he has from 5-1, Shady McCoy, Darrell Revis, Kenny Pickett, Aaron Donald, Larry Fitzgerald. Do we have a problem with that?
No.
Noah Hiles has decided to stick around because he loves sports, he loves radio, and also Southside Jake from Southside Plumbing and Heating brought us in breakfast pizza. What made you stick around more, the breakfast pizza or the ball talk?
Listen, I love naming dudes.
It's my favorite thing in the world. He's very important for the Pitt side, I think, because he did cover the Pitt football team. He knows the history of Pitt football. This is a good person to have outside of, obviously, me being biased, a Pitt person that can put this together.
Had season tickets when I was a kid.
Yes.
Did you really?
For like 2 years, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
You did too, right?
No. I did go to the Boston College Pitt game where Palco ran that dude over on the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
I was wearing a blanket. It was chilly. I was with my dad. If you won't quibble with Bostic's top five, I also will not quibble with Bostic's top five.
But what does Noah?
No, I like that top five.
Okay.
Then from 6-10, he's got James Conner.
Well, actually, is Antonio Bryant in that top five?
He's not.
I don't think he's ahead of Larry. Any of those names.
No.
Yeah, no. Okay.
6th, James Conner. 7th, Kalijah Kancey. 8th, Antonio Bryant. 9th, Jordan Addison. 10th, Scott McKillop. And because I love this man, 11th, Doran Dickerson.
No, Deion Lewis.
Yet.
He has Deion Lewis 16th.
Mm. Okay.
So Doran was 11th. HB Blades 12. Jabal Sheard 13. Patrick Jones 14. Rashad Weaver 15. Deion Lewis 16. Andy Lee 17.
Tyler, is he?
Would you just wait a second here? Tyler Boyd 18. Gerald Hayes 19. Ray Graham 20. Rod Rutherford 21. Who to this day holds the record for most touchdowns thrown in a Big East football season. We discovered that the other day. Brian O'Neill, 22. Kyle Lewis, 23. Greg Romeus, 24. Tyler Palco, 25.
No Izzy Abanikanda?
No Izzy Abanikanda.
He's an All-American.
There's a lot of All-Americans that are going to wind up getting
Izzy Abanikanda was better than
who?
Ray Graham.
I don't know.
How many years was Ray Graham a starter?
I'm on it.
Yeah. I mean, Izzy Abanikanda was a starting running back on a championship team as a freshman, and then he was the only offense they had the next year, and they won 9 games and were ranked.
Yeah.
He should be, I think, close to the top 10, in my opinion.
So one of the things that became an issue when Doran and I were talking about this before the show, and I guess it's not really an issue because if we leave a guy off the list, so be it. We leave a guy off the list. But guys who, like Kenny Pickett, great year. Heisman Trophy, he finishes 3rd in the voting, wins an ACC championship, but his four prior years were pretty good, so-so. How do you measure that against guys who had longer stretches of success but won less than a guy like Kenny Pickett?
I mean, see, that's how my list would have gone. Like, I wouldn't have been on the list in my list, my top 25, because I measure out the 4 years, 4 or 5 years that you're at Pitt.
I think it did.
In 2009, you guys were outstanding.
Yeah, we were. But I mean, individually, like, I measure out like freshman year, sophomore year, junior year.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, for an individual.
You had the one All-American season.
Right. Like me, I would probably either be last or not on the list. Like, I'm measuring out. Like, HB Blades would be high. Revis obviously would be high. He was only there for so long. Larry would be high because they did it. They did it consistently in those years.
So how do you grade someone like Addison, who was only there for a couple of years but was the best in the country at what he did in one of those 2 years?
He would be high because he did it consistently to get to that year. And then after that year, he did it, you know, had a decent year in USC.
Yeah.
Israel Abanikanda, 1,400 yards, 20 touchdowns. His junior season, his final season at Pitt.
That's a pretty good year.
That's pretty damn good. Yeah. Ray Graham, most rushing yards he ever had in a season was 1,000. Not that I'm scoffing at that.
I mean,
number.
Ray Graham had touchdowns. A solid career, yeah. But I mean,
he had 922, then 958, then 1,000. Man, that 2011 season, he played 8 games, got hurt, but he was having a hell of a year.
I would argue, I mean, Izzy had one of the best single seasons a Pitt player has had in quite some time, I would say. I mean, like,
what
he's,
is he
rushed
for that year? What is he being a candidate rush for his junior year?
1,400.
And was he it? Missed a game, too.
Yeah. I don't know if
and
it was
I don't think he
Dion.
Played in. No, I mean, I'm saying, but like, when you look at what he had to do, like, he had, they couldn't throw the football.
Right.
And they still were a top 25 team in the country. Everyone knew he was getting the ball. I think there was a stretch where he scored like every one of their touchdowns for like 7 straight games or something like that.
I'm happy to bring up Deion Lewis, Doran. Oh my God. So the season you're an All-American, Deion Lewis rushed for 1,800 yards, 17 touchdowns, had 25 catches to boot, had 2,000 scrimmage yards. Izzy Abanikanda, most scrimmage yards he had in a season was 1,500. Why do I keep doing bad math with commas? Probably because I went to West Virginia. I'll just save you all the joke there.
Yep.
We were talking about this beforehand. Pitt has had a good running back every year that we've been alive. You go back to Kevin Barlow.
Oh, Ironhead.
Ironhead before him.
Who was their running back last year?
Desmond Reed.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. Yeah, he was.
Should we even have this guy? I don't know who Desmond Reed is.
Stop covering the team.
Ironhead, then you go to Curtis Martin, you go to Kevin Barlow. Myree was pretty good, but then you go to Shady McCoy, you go to Deion Lewis, you go to Ray Graham, then James Conner, Crodgy Olison, Izzy Abanikanda, Desmond Reed.
Yeah.
All good.
Pretty damn good.
And they had good secondary guys that in too. Most of those like there was LaRod Stevens Howlings,
Darren Hall.
Yeah, there were.
I mean, our freshman guys. Running backs were Deion and Ray Graham. They're freshmen my senior year.
And Deion rushed for 1,800 yards that year and 17 touchdowns. That's stupid. Stupid numbers. All right, here's what Sean Myers gave me for Penn State guys who are in contention.
Is Jesse James on the list?
He keeps trying to get me to preempt the list. I just go through the list. I'm going to go through the list in 30 seconds. You're going to have a list.
Sorry.
I'll go 15 down to 1. This is from Sean Myers, producer extraordinaire around here. Derek Williams, Daryl Clark, Jared Odrick, Levi Brown, Tom Ahaly. What a player Tom Ahaly was. Michael Robinson, Larry Johnson, Allen Robinson, Tyler Warren, Dan Connor, Micah Parsons, Abdul Carter, Trace McSorley, Paul Posluszny, Saquon Barkley. Do you do shorthand, or did you just write a bunch of names down and you're crossing them off?
Yeah, I made 10 for each team, and I just, over the break, I thought of as many names as I could.
The one thing that we also discovered before the show is, like, those are some good wide receivers there for Penn State. I don't think any of them topped the Pitt guys,
nope.
And I don't think they topped Tavon Austin or Stedman Bailey either.
Nope.
Kevin White for West Virginia, I mean, he was a top 10 draft pick. Hey, those are great wide receivers for Penn State. I don't think they crack either of these.
No.
I mean, for Pitt, you've got 3 Biletnikoff winners. Larry Fitzgerald, Antonio Bryant, and Jordan Addison. So it's tough to argue that any West Virginia guys would jump them. And nobody's going to jump Larry Fitzgerald. Because I think he's viewed as one of the best college players of all time. And certainly one of the best college wide receivers of all time. Do we quibble with anything on that portion of the list?
Sean Lee?
Yes.
Was he on that list?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was not.
He was not. No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
I put him on.
So the guys that he had left
there's
on the cutting room floor.
Yeah.
I know. There's a ton of Penn State linebackers. Guys who just barely missed out. Pat Freiermuth, Mike Gesicki, Evan Royster, Nicholas Singleton, Jahan Dotson, Donovan Smith, Olu Fashanu, Carl Nassib, Aaron Maben, Sean Lee, Navarro Bowman, Alan Zamaitis, Jaquan Brister, Chris Godwin, Jimmy Kennedy, Stefan Wisniewski, Devin Still, and Marcus Allen.
See, Sean Lee does not belong to that group at all.
He belongs in the top 15.
Yes, he does not belong in that group of people.
I think close. Would you knock Derek Williams off for him, or do you?
Yes.
I mean, you're looking at his accolades. He was two-time second-team All-Big Ten. He was never an All-American?
Sean Lee?
Yeah, according to Wikipedia.
He also got hurt, too.
Yeah. I mean, he had an incredible pro career, but like, I feel like if you're a Penn State linebacker and you're going to be on this list, you probably should be an All-American, right? Like, that should be an accolade requirement.
Sean said there were 15 All-Americans he skipped over for his list.
That's crazy.
Sean Lee was pretty damn good.
Yeah, he was.
138 tackles in 2007, 3.5 sacks. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn good. What we got caught up in the sauce of, like, how many Penn State quarterbacks even can flirt with the list? One?
Maybe one.
Trace McSorley?
Maybe.
Won a Big Ten championship. And then he would always, when he'd throw a touchdown, he would do that home run celebration. He was a good college quarterback. But Kenny Pickett was third in the Heisman voting.
Will Greer.
Will Greer was third in the Heisman voting.
Pat White.
I was going to say, yeah, the best college quarterback is a West Virginia guy.
Yeah, Pat White goes 4-for-4 in bowl games, won 11 games, 3 out of his 4 seasons. Geno Smith.
Geno.
Yeah.
Won a Big East and put up Heisman numbers, but didn't win the Heisman.
Got some playmakers, WVU.
That's where I can make my headway on this list, baby, is the quarterback position. That's what I got. Because I was thinking defense, we ain't going to get a lot of guys on my defensive team here.
I mean, playmaker-wise, you can make your headway, too.
You got the number one highlight tape of all time.
Tavon.
Yep.
The most watched YouTube of all time.
Every year on New Year's Day, that's the first YouTube video I make sure I watch.
You're kidding me.
To start off, I'm normally hungover. I make myself breakfast. I sit down at like 8 a.m. first day of the year. I was like, it's going to be a great year. We're watching the Tavon Austin highlight tape. I've done it for like 7 straight years.
You're not even...
not even a West Virginia fan. That's just dudes
college?
Rock.
College? Yeah. Highlight film?
Yeah. I can name like the Gus Johnson calls, like verbatim. What? Like I know, like, oh, this is where the music changes. This is the Oklahoma game. 574 all-purpose yards or whatever it was.
In a loss?
Yeah.
Couldn't stop
I've watched
a nosebleed.
It. When I would get home from the bar in college, like that was going up on the TV. Oh. Like even you can ask other reporters who have traveled with me on the road.
Look at Doran's face.
Dude, it's a sick highlight tape.
It
just is.
It's a sick highlight tape. I just can't imagine turning over a new leaf for a new year.
And watching that.
In all its glory. And that's me saying that.
Yeah.
Like, that would have surprised nobody. Like, oh, Crowley watches Deuce McBride highlights whenever he starts
the new year. It's just like a tradition. It's like, we're going to start it off 1-0.
And your girlfriend's fine with this? She's not.
I mean, like, I like wake up at like 7:30 a.m., you know, after like a night out. And I'm like, all right, let's put it on.
Do you think you'll do that forever?
I don't know. We'll see. 1 year, I'll forget.
Wow.
Not anytime soon, though.
Wow. Tavon Austin.
Who's the pick guy? If we're waking up on New Year's and we had to watch one Penn State guy, it's probably Saquon.
Larry Fitz?
I think it's Fitz.
Fitz or Shady.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You know who has a dope highlight tape? Pitt and West Virginia guy. Russell Shell.
Oh, his
You ever watch his high school highlights?
The high school one.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Well, Noah Devine has probably one of the best high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Henry Hynoski has one of the best high school I've ever seen.
Henry Hynoski.
Yeah, our fullback.
I know.
Southern Columbia. If you have time.
Look at his face.
It's like he's playing against termites, like the youth players. It is the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
That offense is like built for him.
Insane.
Yeah.
People are texting in that Sean Lee was an All-American.
Maybe. I mean, Wikipedia lied. I don't know. I don't see it. It doesn't say it on Wikipedia. And that's the extent of my research on this.
First team All-American Pro Football Weekly in 2007.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's all kind of different All-American lists. Mm-hmm. If he wasn't, he should have been.
He was. How does he have 130-some tackles and not be an All-American?
Yeah, at Penn State, too.
Yeah, too. Right. Like, if you do that at that position at that school, you're an All-American.
I love the text line right now. It is utter chaos.
I'm sure.
Utter chaos.
On what side? Like, what
yes,
is everybody?
Yes.
Yeah.
But the Penn State people are always the loudest I've found. Here's one. Can we get some Lerod Stevens howling love? I think he got appropriate love.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to keep sussing this out. You take LeSean McCoy or Saquon Barkley? Oh!
Ooh.
Saquon.
So do you understand a tease? Oh. Text us brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. My God, do we got a full house today.
Sure do. Popular.
Popular. Doran Dickerson, Adam Crowley, Nicholas Harry Callis behind the glass. With him, intern RJ, Noah Hiles, who was supposed to join us for a full hour, loves breakfast pizza, so he's staying on to have this college football conversation because Southside Jake brought in breakfast pizza. Oh, yeah, and then Tony Bucilli, the Wild Things. He's going to be joining us in the next segment and for the remainder of the show to talk about the awesome all-star celebrity softball game taking place on Monday. So we're probably breaking fire codes. I do feel like it's getting a little bit warmer in here.
A little bit.
A little humid.
Yeah.
But the question at hand right now is Saquon Barkley or LeSean McCoy?
That's too tough. I don't even want to answer that. That's too tough. I honestly cannot pick. Can't do it.
I'll go Saquon.
I'll go by a smidge Saquon.
Yeah.
He played one more year, which is going to help. His overall numbers are going to get aided by that. He was two-time Big Ten Player of the Year, Offensive Player of the Year, and he had over 1,100 receiving yards. But Saquon never had more touchdowns in a season than LeSean McCoy did in 2008. LeSean had 21 rushing touchdowns, 1,500 yards. I mean, he did catch the ball pretty well, too. Had 550 receiving yards in his career. I mean, both great players.
I would argue Saquon was probably going up against better defenses. Right?
In the Big Ten at that time?
The Big Ten, mid-20 teens versus Big East.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Both got to play really? Rutgers.
Yeah, that's true.
Both got the Rutgers.
I mean, Rutgers with Shiano back then was pretty decent.
It was good.
Better than they were. I mean, and then West Virginia
USF,
was West Virginia.
West Virginia.
You're playing against Michigan
Louisville.
State.
Louisville.
Michigan State at the height of its powers.
Iowa.
Iowa's always good. Wisconsin was really good back then. Ohio State's always been Ohio State. Saquon, was Shady ever the best running back in the country? Because I think Saquon, you could say that for...
No, but there was a lot more running backs whenever Shady was
playing. No, I agree. And like Shady was like maybe my favorite college football player ever. But Saquon was incredible, man.
The conversation you brought up between if you're putting on a highlight tape, a one-pit offensive player, and you got to pick between Shady and Larry Fitzgerald, oh my God. I don't know. It seemed like every catch Larry made, he was 15 feet off the ground.
Yeah.
It was like almost like WWE wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just knew, like it's like here's the touchdown move. You know, like it just seemed like a given. He was that.
I don't know how he landed the way that he did.
You guys, and I have this. I don't know. I got it like in high school. You should see. He had a practice highlight film. They'll show it on like
Narduzzi posted it.
He posted
a couple years
it.
Ago.
There's clips.
Yeah,
but I have the whole thing. It's like you saw the catches that he made in the games. You should see what he did in practice.
Really?
Oh my God. So there's not a receiver to this day that can ever even replicate that.
I mean, he's probably the best college receiver ever.
Should we call Ron Cook and see if he wants to give some input on this list?
No.
Saquon had 54 catches in one season. And averaged 6 yards a carry, 18 touchdowns. He had 21 touchdowns overall. Yeah, I love Steve Slayton. I don't think he got a candle on those guys. Avon Coburn, West Virginia's all-time leading rusher. He was in the early 2000s. He's a really good player. He was tough to bring down. Amos Zerway a little bit before that. Yeah. And then forget about defense. Did I list the defensive guys on the air, or was that off the air? The West Virginia defensive guys?
Well, how many do you have?
Well, let me just tell you something here. Friggin' Neil Brown.
Oh, we don't just, need to no, wait, talk just, about wait, just, this. Just, what are you trying to justify? There's either good guys or there's bad. We're not going to go back to, oh, well, the coaches, Walt Harris. Right, let me. You want me to start talking about Walt Harris? Let me start talking about Wanstead.
Who's the number one player?
Todd Graham.
Good point. No,
Neil
no,
Brown.
No shot at Paul Christ. Actually, I'm pretty sure. Do you think if Paul Christ and Neil Brown had a conversation, do you think either of them makes it out of the room without falling asleep? Those two talking to each other?
It'd be like taking a Ambien.
Just think about the way Paul Christ would fire you up compared to Narduzzi and the way that Neil Brown would fire you up compared to Rich Rodriguez. Even Dana Holgorsen was like, go get him, boys. Cigarettes and alcohol. Red Bull.
Unreal.
Who's the best Pitt, Penn State, West Virginia player the last 25 years?
Larry?
Saquon.
If it was the last 30, I think it'd be LeVar Arrington.
Yes.
But last 25, it's Larry.
And, well, you're saying like each team or just out of all of them?
Out of all of them. The best of the best player.
He came the closest to winning the Heisman out of everyone in that group, right?
He was second behind Jason White.
Kenny finished third. I mean, how many Penn State guys finished top three over that stretch? Or West Virginia guys? Yeah, it has to be Larry.
Yeah.
You don't wait more for quarterback?
Mm-mm.
Or Aaron Donald. I mean, he ended up being the best pro.
Which I don't think you can factor in.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're talking best pros, Pitt runs away with the thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely runs away with the thing. I mean, we're talking about Larry Fitzgerald Hall of Fame. We're talking about Aaron Donald Hall of Fame. We're talking about maybe the best defensive player of all time. We're talking about
Revis.
One of the best wide receivers of all time.
With the best defensive lineman, the best arguably receiver, and the best corner.
Of all time. Yes.
Of all time.
Yes.
And probably a Hall of Fame running back, too.
And a Hall of Fame.
LeSean McCoy, yeah.
And a punter, Andy Lee.
Get out of here with Andy Lee.
He might make the Hall of Fame.
A punter.
Okay.
Please.
Thank you.
Pat Mack. Best radio host to come out of West Virginia. Trick
Wes
question.
Mueller.
Me. How dare you?
Wow.
What? Well played. Pat White, number one. All right. We got Tony Basile joining us next. This was a lot of fun. Thank you, Noah.
Absolutely, guys. Always glad to come on.
Thank you.
I have 15 names in my head, plus all the names that we just listed. I, for about 8 seconds there, forgot Noah was named Noah. Yeah. I really almost lost it up in a gourd there. Tony Basile going to join us next.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Southside Jake brought in breakfast pizza for all of us. Austin Bechtold didn't ask for a slice, walked in and touched every last slice of pizza.
Every piece of pizza.
Well, he's trying to pick which one was the perfect fit for him, like he's Goldilocks.
Then he said he didn't know how to pull it apart. I'm like,
damn child.
Yeah, I mean, you never pulled a piece of pizza apart?
I feel bad for America, dude. I just don't know how these guys are going to grow up and be, you know, contributors to society.
It's a bad look.
We are joined right now by the grand poobah of all things Washington Wild Things. He is Tony Basile. He is charged with putting together the greatest celebrity softball event in the country every single year. It sounds like I'm saying that tongue in cheek. It's absolutely not. All the proceeds benefit the Hayward House. Doran puts this on with Cam Hayward. And Tony, you do a great job of stacking the deck here, of reaching out to, I would guess hundreds of celebrities. We should probably turn his microphone on. Harry?
Maybe.
There we go.
Okay, there we go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, about 100. There's a couple years ago, like when we made it really big, like in 2013 or 2023, that I probably did like 1,500 invites. It was ridiculous. Dorn was like CC'd in all of them. I felt terrible, but he survived. But yeah, it's...
Well, you got to, because you got to say Dorn's going to be in it, and it lends credence to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It was like not just some slappy from Western PA, like, hey, why don't you come on out?
Nobody cares about my email. It's all about Dorn Dickerson at his personal Gmail.
Yeah. I did say this the other day. It is amazing how many people actually play in the game in the different names you see that play in this game, but the amount of celebrities in big names that initially commit, because it takes about a year to put this together every single year. And Tony, like, let's not get this twisted, Tony does all the work, but it takes a long time for this to go down, right? And he reaches out to a lot of people, and initially a lot of people, they're like, yeah, like, I'm interested. And then, you know, celebrities have different schedules. Sure. They got to change, and some of them can't make it. The amount of people that initially commit and then can't make it at the end that have huge names is insane.
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 Wasn't it Jalen Rose one of the...
We had Jalen.
Yeah, he was
there. We had Jalen. I told you guys, I don't think we ever like talked about it because it never came to fruition, but Lil Wayne was
right
this year, and it was like the first one to commit of all people, and it's him and Cam, and he's like, yeah, man, I'm in. I'm flying in from Vegas to do it, and then concert schedules every change it, but the concept of Lil Wayne showing up here and flying in to play softball would have been insane. And then Harry Callis yelling at him about how he's running the bases. I mean, that would be content lore.
So the Three Rivers Celebrity Softball Game, Monday, July 14th at EQT Park. That's where the Washington Wild Things play. 7 p.m. first pitch. I would advise, personally, people to get there early because there's a lot of cool stuff going on beforehand, including when all y'all are taking batting practice, and it is something to watch. Because all you professional athletes, you're trying to one-up each other, and you do. I mean, some towering fly balls. You texted me, because we used this for Quiz Callis the other day, the team offense. So here's who we got, some dudes on the roster here. Christian Kuntz, Rutger McGroarty, Kendall Verdes, Larry Nance Jr., Jesse James, Joey Molinaro, Will Howard, Duck Hodges.
Yep.
Awesome. Connor Hayward, and Matt Light.
Yep.
So that's team offense. You got team defense over there?
I do. I got team defense. Cam, Richard Sherman, James Harrison, Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC, Joe Hayden, Patrick Peterson, Jack Sawyer. Cam's got a couple of his friends from California flying in. One's involved with the FX show, Dave. With Little Dicky, not my cup, but Cam, like Cam does this thing. And another actress and her husband flying in. He was on American Ninja Warrior. So,
oh.
Yeah, they got some Cam connections there. And, I mean, like I said, we always try to do like a really cool wide range of talent and ability and just kind of their roots of where they come from. But should be fun. I'll never probably do the event again after a 6-game homestand. So we've had home games Tuesday to Thursday. We swept that series, and then we play tonight through Sunday, and then I go right into celebrity softball. So I'll be feeling great, but never again after 6 games.
This is my favorite event of the year, and you know, it just kind of gets me back to whenever I was playing, and I'm sure that a lot of guys that are playing and playing football and going to camp soon feel this way. Like, this to me kicks off the Steelers season, you know, with the amount of Steelers players that play in this game, the current Steelers, the former Steelers. Like, this is the last time you're really going to be able to do anything.
Yeah,
like, because the next week and the week and a half or 2 weeks later, like, you're getting ready. You're getting your stuff packed. Like, you're getting things aligned to get ready for training camp. Like, this is the last event before you have to report to training camp and play football for 7 months. And this is a great event for people and fans to be able to be as up close and personal to see,
yes,
you know, some of your favorite players. Like, a lot of Ohio State fans are going to be able to, you know, get as close as possible as you possibly can to Jack Sawyer, to Will Howard, to Cam Hayward. Like, it is a great event that you know, we put on here, and obviously raising money for the Hayward House is the biggest part of it. So I'm excited to be a part of it again. What year is this?
Five.
Wow,
crazy.
Did you have anything to do with it with Antonio Brown back in the day?
I was there working. That was not my event, but I definitely have some good stories and some. I mean, it was certainly. I mean, you've been around ours now, and not. I didn't really organize all the details of that, but that was a hot mess, as you would expect. I mean, showing up late, creating problems, like the on-field access was a disaster, as you could imagine, like getting people off the field to start the game because they just they invite everybody out on the field to do all that stuff. So, yeah, that was a big problem. It was cool, like Drew Rosenhaus walking around on a cell phone on our field. And I'm like, that's kind of cool. But, yeah, I mean, it was – I think fortunately now with what we learned from that event or and what I saw,
yeah,
being able to kind of apply something new and a little more organized, a little more hopefully professional than it was then. And it's kind of – like you said, every year we get so much positive feedback from the guys participating, you guys coming out and experiencing. I think more and more as the station got involved and talent got involved, they have a good time, and it's kind of grown its lore here in the area.
To your point, Doran – Steelers tweeted out yesterday, 2 weeks until the first camp practice. So we are 13 days away from the first Steelers camp practice, and the report date is sooner than that. We are there.
Yes, we are.
Baby.
Yep.
But you're right about the feedback. Like, all the guys, like all the players, the repeat players, you can't have players wanting to come back and spend their time doing this if it's not a first-class, world-class event.
Yeah, we try to compete with MLB. Like, MLB does their own, like, celebrity game, and every year I look at their roster and I want to, like, line it up. Like, okay, who's got the better roster? If I'm competing with MLB for their all-star celebrity game, like, I'm cool with, like, my effort levels, and we're always kind of fighting over the same people depending on dates. But I guess I'm curious on your guys' end, like, have you guys thought of any strategies of roster building? Have you got you and Callis kind of shared some ideas?
Well, Crowley doesn't have a say anymore because he lost his manager job to me because he didn't think that I would get more than half of the players' occupations right. He didn't think I knew who they were, and I got 7 out of 10.
Perfect.
So it's all up to me. I've got a strategy for sure, yes.
I got Derek Shelton.
Okay, great.
Mm. He's Donnie Kelly over here.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figure you just roll the ball out there and let the athletes do their thing.
Well,
yeah.
you got to put, you know, where everybody's going to go because, you know, that has been a situation before. It's like, where do I play? Where am I playing at?
Yeah.
And then they're all looking at me and I'm like, I don't want to offend anybody, obviously. So you're going to have to take control of that, Callis, and do what you see as necessary of each position everybody should play.
I think that's why I'm a better manager than Crowley would be, because Crowley would get offended. He'd start being scared. He'd start being like, where am I going to put these people? I'm just going to put a lineup together and they're going to go.
Right. I don't disagree with that whatsoever.
And post it on in the dugout.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
I'm just ready for 6'8 Larry Nance Jr. to like walk up the cow and be like, where do you want me to play?
You said right field, is it? Okay. All right. We'll tell some stories from softball games past. We'll go over the roster and some of the guys we're most looking forward to seeing when we come back.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. One final segment of the week. One final segment before the show, before the Three Rivers Softball Classic. Where can people buy their tickets, Tony? You got to turn the mic on, sorry.
We're good now. You can go to watchingwildthings.com. All tickets are $15. Benefits the Hayward House. Our lower level is already sold out, but we got some prime seats. If you haven't been to our stadium before, you're only, I don't know, 40, 50, 60 feet away from the field, so everything's really prime and close, and try to make it affordable and raise some funds and, yeah, look to pack the park, hopefully.
Doran, you mentioned the proximity, too. I mean, you don't really get a chance to be up close to these kind of athletes very often, if at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the park is conducive to that, and it's just a super – it's a family-friendly event, too.
Yes.
So I would advise, if you're interested, bring the kids. And I know that Harry Callis is the manager for team offense. I was just thinking, though, like Donnie football putting together a lineup or Pony putting together a lineup, and you got to go talk to Richard Sherman and James Harrison.
Yeah, good luck.
Sorry ass receiver like Crabtree. What a pull, by the way, Richard Sherman.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer, Cam, Richard Sherman.
Yeah, Cam, I was surprised doing like the cross-country flights for all that stuff. I mean, that's what's always really, and when Doran said about guys like donating their time and traveling. Like, these guys are flying cross country for a day and a half.
Yep.
And then going back. So, yeah, Sherm should be a good time. I definitely, I'm sure Pony and Harrison will have some great interactions. I can imagine that those back and forth quibs should be pretty good. And yeah, the lineups will be good. There's always going to be a sleeper. There's always a sleeper in a lineup that you don't expect to drop bombs and really swing it. So I'm interested to see who's going to show up.
The biggest surprise I've ever seen was Joey Molinaro.
Yeah.
Is he good?
Oh, I think he hit one out of the stadium.
He left the normal baseball field.
Yes. We should see if we can get him on Monday.
Yeah, we could.
Joey M.
Yeah, he's staying here. He's going to stay here a couple days here in Pittsburgh. I think he'll be in tomorrow. So he's arriving early, hanging out with the family. And actually, I'm assuming you guys maybe know, Pony and Chris and Donnie, they're doing the show on Monday at our place, 2 to 6. So they're going to get some guys on air as they arrive, and Cam wraps up his podcast stuff. So I'm sure there'll be some guys trying to jump on Monday or whatever.
Yeah, we should get him first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I adore him.
Yeah, we can get him.
Grab Duck, man. Duck's hanging around. He's not flying out till late, so.
So, quick funny story. I have DM'd Duck Hodges to come on our show so many times the last few years. Like, anytime that there's some sort of backup quarterback controversy, I reach out to Duck via DM, and he's always like, yeah, let me get back with you.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to confront Duck Hodges and say, you never got back to me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to be real.
Because you know I'm big on the confrontation, Doran.
Right.
Such a big confrontation guy.
Mm-hmm.
Will Howard going to be there? People love Will Howard. I bet you he hit some taters, too.
Probably.
He is built like a brick-you-know-what house. I'm really looking forward to it. And $15 for tickets, bring your kids, come early, take it all in, and the proceeds go to the Hayward House. Is there anything else, boys, that we need to cover here?
No.
Ready to roll?
Yeah, ready to roll. Pressure's on. Pony has an undefeated streak.
Does he?
He says he does. Oh. He says he hasn't been defeated.
He says a lot of things.
Yes, yeah. Controversial takes are not his thing at all. Yeah, you guys have the pressure of kind of knocking off the king.
If there's anybody that can do it, it's me. And you.
It's the managerial prowess of Nicholas Harry Callis.
He had his playing days. I never asked Callis afterwards, like, were you feeling pretty good after your baseball return, like physically? Everything?
Yes.
Any soreness after?
I had soreness about 3 days after, but then it kind of went away. I told you, I prepared. I was ready, and I felt good. I mean, I didn't feel like I wasn't prepared or I was too fatigued. Bubba was even surprised at how much I was jogging. He was scared.
You're a better athlete than people give you credit for. I played last year or 2 years ago because some guy named Gonzalez didn't show up, and then I was wearing a Gonzalez jersey, and then they didn't know who the hell I was, so they're going, "Hey, Gonzalez, can I get your autograph?" I'm like, yeah, sure, here, Gonzalez. There you go.
You hit a double. You hit a double.
Oppo
double.
Mm-hmm.
Dorn's been loading up the doubles.
I've had a home run every game.
Oh yeah,
every year.
You also hit a line drive double between me and Miss America that when it left the bat, I was like, one of us is dying. and it moved in midair and landed between us. And thank God, because that thing was coming. You could hear it.
If Pony's pitching for them, who's pitching for us? Do we know yet?
It ain't going to be me. You want to see? Can he pitch?
Sure.
Harry.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go. You've made Harry's
screaming line drive back at him. I'm sure.
I'm always afraid of that.
Yep.
Tony, this was great, man. You're the man, and we can't wait to be there on Monday, buddy.
Let's party it up.
Let's do it.
Well, you know that's right. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 86, Hines Ward, low of 68, Yamir Yager.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.